Hi, I'm Joanne Robinson. Welcome to From the Tops podcast. Did you know 80% of From the Tops' annual budget relies on the generosity of individual donors just like you? Please consider making your special 10th anniversary gift today to support the next decade of great young musicians. Your gift will help produce our national broadcasts and support our leadership training workshops that empower the musicians on our show to give back to their communities. Learn more at fromthetop.org. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Next on NPR's From the Top, a teenage percussion quartet improvises an homage to that American temple of fast food, McDonald's. It's the showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. And today, from the Holland Performing Arts Center in Omaha, Nebraska, our lineup of outstanding performers also includes a 12-year-old cellist from Pennsylvania playing Haydn and an 18-year-old violist from here in Omaha performing Schumann. From the Tops' home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston. Here's our host, one of America's great concert pianists, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you and welcome. We're thrilled to be in this big-muscled and big-hearted city and in such a state-of-the-art 21st century performance hall. Acoustically and visually, this place is totally world-class. So glad you brought us here. For a show that travels all over America celebrating young musicians and the future of classical music, our visit to Omaha brings us back to the real heart of America and demonstrates that our national cultural life is thriving right here in the Great Plains. Not to mention that our visit to Omaha brings us in contact with some pretty nice steaks, too. And the sushi's good, too. Go figure. I don't know. As a matter of fact, we've got not one, but two kids from Omaha on today's show. A very talented pianist. And an outstanding violist. And we've got not one, but two kids who are equally talented at two instruments, a band instrument and the piano. So we'll also talk about the world of the high school band, the place where so many kids in our country learn to love music. But before we get started, I want to thank our hosts, Classical 90.7, KVNO, and Omaha Performing Arts. Now to some music. Please welcome our first very young performer, a 12-year-old cellist from Haverford, Pennsylvania, Bin Park. Bin, welcome. Tell everyone what you and I are going to play.
We will be playing the first and third movements of the Haydn Divertimento.
When you're set, we'll take it from the top. Thank you. Ben Park, 12-year-old cellist from Haverford, Pennsylvania, playing for us two movements of Haydn's Divertimento. Just a spectacular performance there. Garnered the audience's sympathy right away, walking out here on crutches.
Right.
I have to ask, was that a calculated move, or is there some reason that you're limping around here?
Well, it was actually an accident at school. I was going up the stairs, going to the last period of the day, and that was 2 days before my Philadelphia Orchestra debut, so got a little worried there for a second. Mm-hmm. But I got it checked out, got x-ray, and I broke my growth plate in my ankle. So I wrapped it around in a splint and played with the Philadelphia Orchestra 2 days later.
And we and of course, you must be part Irish. Falling up the stairs is really quite a feat there, Ben.
Right.
Serious question for you, Ben. Are you a rock or a feather?
I'm more of a rock because I kind of challenge every single question or answer thrown at me. For instance, for basketball or football or baseball, any one of those sports, I always challenge the ref or the umpire, and I always go through obstacles. Like, for instance, I broke my ankle, but that didn't really stop me from playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Mm-hmm. Nothing so more. I don't really budge very easily.
That's right. Well, you're up for a challenge, but, I mean, challenging the rest, it sounds like you're a rock and a McEnroe at the same time. I mean, that's one way to do it. Now, I mean, you're quite fearless, and, you know, even though here you are playing the cello brilliantly, you're not all that precious about your fingers. I mean, what kind of sports do you like to play?
To play football and baseball. And football, obviously, isn't a very golfy-type sport. So I sprained my fingers a lot of times, and I once played with a sprained finger during a concert, and same with baseball, it's all arm and hand technique, but it doesn't really bother me because, like, I'm a rock. So.
You're a rock, man. Can't break a rock, you know? I'll tell you, I'm going to start taking up spraining when breaking my various limbs. I mean, it seems to be doing you a world of good. Now, some of your confidence probably comes from that great elder statesman of a teacher you're studying with. Tell us about him.
Well, I study with Orlando Cole at Temple Music Prep, where I study there, and he's just amazing. He's half blind, so he can't read music or anything. He can't play a cello, but he knows every single note by ear. So if I get a chord wrong, he knows exactly what that note is, any single piece.
Even if he's not watching you, even if he can't see you, he can tell if your bow pressure is not correct.
Right.
He can hear. I mean, because how long has he been teaching at the Curtis Institute, for instance?
80 years.
80 years. I mean, seriously, 80 years. He's what, 90-something years old?
100.
Gosh. And you know, at this point, you're now, I mean, is he teaching anybody else?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you're the only one, man. He's a major fan of yours, as are we all, as you can hear. I mean, just such a splendid way of playing the cello. And we've given you one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards. We know you'll do great things with it. We look forward to hearing much more from you in the future, and a great pleasure playing with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Park, 12-year-old cellist from Haverford, Pennsylvania.
To listen to episodes on demand, watch exclusive videos, and learn more about how we're celebrating our 10th anniversary season, go to fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne. Our second performer is our first from Omaha. Please welcome another one of those Jack Kent Cook young artists Joanne just mentioned. 18-year-old violist Shundina Beard. Shundina, while I head back over to the piano, why don't you tell everyone what you and I will be playing together?
Chris and I will be playing the third movement of American Builder by Schumann. Thank you.
Chandina Beard, 18-year-old violist from here in Omaha, Nebraska, playing Schumann. Oh, Chandina, I'm such a fan of Schumann, and we've never played that piece on the show before, and the American Builder, these fairy tale pieces, we talked about it yesterday. It's sort of like a fever dream. I mean, it goes from very soft to very loud and this very impetuous sort of thing.
I actually ate a lot of cookies before I played that.
There you go.
So I was trying to get really excited, so I feel a little crazy now playing that.
Had a nice sugar rush. Yeah. Very good. Really nicely done. Some audience members might know your name and your face, actually, because you were on our TV show last season, and both then and now I've always been struck by your original style and approach. We played a piece very rarely played. Was it Rebecca Clark?
Mm-hmm. It was Rebecca Clark's Sonata for
Violin. Haunting movement from that piece that you brought up so beautifully. But I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised, given the wonderfully diverse influences you've experienced and shared growing up. First of all, your mom here in Omaha exposed you to her own rich cultural background.
Yeah, my mom's actually full-blooded Navajo Indian, and I just moved here, so I'm getting in touch with my Native Indian roots, and she's been showing me a lot about our language and our culture, and I've been hitting up all the powwows in Omaha, so it's been really cool.
So what goes on at a powwow?
Dancing, eating, fry bread, jewelry.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is good.
I can't go to a powwow, though?
Yeah, you can. They're,
really?
Everyone goes.
They're like open to everybody?
Yeah.
Cool. I want to go to a powwow.
You should.
The fried bread is right up my alley. It's like...
Everybody totally loves fried bread.
That's great. Now, and then... You moved, you were growing up originally in New Mexico, yes?
Yeah, I was born in Gallup, New Mexico.
And your grandmother is Navajo?
Yeah, she's still on the reservation there near Gallup, I believe.
And I mean, really, from the reservation, I mean, does she even speak English?
No, she doesn't. No, she's been on there all her life, I think. And
must have been quite an experience growing up there. And then you moved from there to one of my favorite cities, Pittsburgh, where I finished high school, and lived with your dad and stepmom. And it was your stepmom who exposed you to a completely different worldview. Where's your stepmom from?
She's from South Korea. And she was the first one to introduce me to music. She first wanted me to get started in guitar, but my dad, for some reason, didn't think girls should play guitar. So... Yeah, so I had to play the violin instead. I started on violin.
Chandina is like a natural guitar name. I mean, you could be in Prince's band, right?
That'd be totally. Pretty cool, yeah. I played violin till I was like 11, and then my teacher introduced me to viola. I think she saw that I'd have a better potential at being better on viola, and so I tried it for the first time, and it was like love at first sound, I guess. Mm. It just
really
fit.
Finding your voice, really.
Yeah.
I mean, did you like the violin? Or was it?
No.
You just really didn't like it.
No. I mean, I like it when other people play, but like when I play it, it just doesn't work.
Well, I gotta say, the viola is a natural fit for you, but that doesn't mean you don't have to work really hard. I mean, it's a natural. You found your voice, but does that mean that it's easy for you to play? Are there things that you're concentrating on in your work these days?
No, I guess it was easy at first because I was playing like Mary Had a Little Lamb, and it just sounded more melodic on viola for me. But as I started maturing in viola, there's definitely new techniques that I have to work at, and my musicality on the viola I have to develop.
Well, you've had some great training thus far, and you're working hard, and... Gosh, it's great to be playing with you again, Chandina.
Yeah,
thank you for being with us, and thank you for bringing us to your hometown. Chandina Beard, 18-year-old violist from right here in Omaha.
You'll find tons of audio, video, and exclusive content at our new website. This week, see an ode to McDonald's performed by the rapping members of the percussion group Up Next. This and more at the brand new FromTheTop.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations. From Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide at FordFoundation.org. from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. From the Gruber Family Foundation to extend the breadth and depth of NPR's international coverage. And from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. This is NPR.
Welcome back to the Radio Showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. From the top, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary year, this week from the Holland Performing Arts Center in Omaha, Nebraska. Coming up, the bold modern music of Paul Creston performed by a young pianist from here in Omaha. From the top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston, where talented young musicians are creating a new century of musical excellence. Our Omaha performance is presented by Classical 90.7 KVNO and Omaha Performing Arts and made possible with support from the Holland Foundation. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Hey, okay, Christian, I don't know which is cooler, the name of your group or the name of the piece you're going to play. Tell us both.
All right, we're Schlagwerk 4 and we're playing Omphalocentric Lecture by Nigel Westlake.
Easy for you to say. Obviously, both names require some explanation. First, Schlagwerk 4.
Well, Schlagwerk is a German word for percussive arts. And then we just kind of added the 4 because we're a quartet.
Good move. Nice. Yeah. Nice. That sounds good. Almost like a Kurt Vonnegut reference, like, you know, Schlachthaus 5, you know, Slaughterhouse 5. And Schlagwerk, I mean, you know, don't we have, you know, coffee in Vienna, mit Schlag? What, you know, isn't that whipped cream? Oh, whipped. Struck, whipped. Right, Schlag. Okay, got it. Okay, and what the heck is omphalocentric?
Well, when we looked it up online, omphalocentric supposedly means centered around the belly button. And it refers to kind of Zen or yoga breathing. And so we decided to incorporate that in our performance.
Excellent. Well, why don't you get ready to play, and I will introduce the other members of your wonderful percussion quartet. Speaking just now, we heard Christian Schmidt, 17 years old, and doing the Schlagwerk along with him are Michael Garrett and Ben Paulson, both 17, and Ryan Logan, 18. All these guys are from the Chicago area and all study at Midwest Young Artists. The piece we're going to hear is Omphalocentric Lecture by Nigel Westlake.
Thank you. Schlagwerk 4, playing Nigel Westlake's Omphalocentric Lecture. Schlagwerk 4, ages 17 and 18, from the Chicago area, all studying at Midwest Young Artists with their coach, Sarah Barnes.
Nicely done, gentlemen, and I really liked that omphalic breathing you incorporated into the performance. Sounded like the kind of breathing that would either result in inner peace or Olympic gold in swimming. This group has no problem finding the energy to jam. In fact, the excitement just in rehearsals fosters all this ancillary music making. I mean, especially from Ben, right, Michael?
Yes.
And what does he get into? What does he do in rehearsals?
Well, before rehearsal starts, which takes a while to start, Ben gets creative and he does funny things normally.
Yes. he vocalizes.
But yeah.
He just sort of shouts or chants or something, right?
Yeah. Yes. He does the Lion King, the intro to Lion King.
Yeah,
often.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, I mean, now, for instance, maybe?
Now? Me. Okay. Vasim gonya baba isimomo. You know, something like that.
Get this going.
And Christian warms up the group with his own special form of beatboxing. Ryan, fill us in on that.
Well, I suspect it has something to do with his very strong German heritage. But, you know, I remember one instance. I mean, he seems to think techno is the cure to everything. So there was one instance when we were at the back of a moving truck moving our equipment. It was a very cold day. You know, the metal on the marimbas was, like, burning your hands as you moved it. And, you know, Mike said, gee, it'd be really great if we had a space heater in the back of our truck. And you know, Christian just looked at him and started beatboxing.
All right.
All right.
Good beat.
Yeah. Nice. Clearly, there's no lack of humor in this group. Even your applications to appear on our show were really funny. I mean, I loved reading about you guys. You all very humorously wrote that McDonald's is a major influence on this group.
Serious place.
Michael, yes. Please.
Well, we go to McDonald's after every rehearsal. And rehearsals are weekly, so every Wednesday we take a trip to McDonald's.
I was going
to
say, if there were every day, we'd be looking at Supersize Me around stage,
right? Every week.
So every week, once a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but, you know, it sounds like a ritual, but it's also quality control, too. I mean,
it is great food. I mean, I have never been to a better McDonald's.
Oh, so this one specifically. So Midwest Young Artists has their headquarters in what? Fort Sheridan. So where's is the McDonald's there?
Well, in the next town, which is pretty much it's Highwood.
What's so great about it?
Well, you know, on the commercials, the food looks absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. This McDonald's is like the commercials. It's great. It's totally the best.
Wow.
We basically keep them in business.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Pretty much.
Do you come in and they know what you want already? Or has it not quite reached that point?
Yet.
Yeah?
We're working on it.
Yeah,
we're
trying
hoping.
That.
You're hoping.
Trying.
The usual, you know.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, given that the four of you have such a deep spiritual connection to the behemoth of American fast food, and given that you're all such improvisational percussion dudes, we've asked you to put together a little percussion ode to McD's, a brief improv using McDonald's items as instruments. Before you kick in, tell us what instruments you've chosen.
Well, I'll be playing the paper bag, the McCafe cups, and
McCafe cup. That's a fairly new innovation in the instrument world.
It's acoustically astounding.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be playing one large soda cup.
Okay.
I will be playing fry canisters. Yes. Cup tray.
Cup tray. Oh,
yes.
One of my favorites.
With a spoon. Playing it with a spoon for the... it increases the integrity of the sound.
Very good. Thanks for that insight, man.
Yes.
I really appreciate that.
And I'll be playing two large soda cups with the lids on.
Okay. Tuned to any particular pitch? I mean, you've got the fluids in there, I'm
A440
sure. A440. Oh, excellent. Echt pitch for the McDonald's. And Christian?
And I'm playing a box of, the box for Chicken Selects and a box for a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Delicious.
Okay, so we've got this all set up. Why don't you go on over there? We're going to hear this improv. My God, that table looks like the back seat of a From the Top tour car. Schlagwerk 4, 17 and 18 years old, from the Chicago area. Christian Schmidt, Michael Garrett, Ben Paulson, and Ryan Logan.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley for Tom Vagley Productions, with Tim Banker for From the Top. Musical direction by Tom Vinieri with Caroline Cardios Manos. Our tour producer is David Balson. Our production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Ouellette with Dan Hallis and John Servies. The executive producers are Gerald Slavin and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. From the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.